We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We used to have the Bechtold breakdown on Fridays, and I think he took that to the Starkey show now. We might need to do callous criticisms moving forward.
All right.
Because I got a tweet here. Callous, please, when you do the fan update and report about today's Pirates matchup, please include who the starting pitchers are. Every morning I have to spend 2 minutes Googling today's starting pitchers. Come on, Harry.
I'll take that. That's fine.
Skeens and Aaron Civale, the two starters today. Pirates a slight favorite on the run line there, -125.
Our very kind boss, Craig Riley, likes those to be 30 seconds. So sometimes I throw in some information to keep it 30 seconds, but I think I can fit the starting pitchers in.
Sometimes you find a way to give us nothing and also go 45 seconds.
Mm. You think so?
Bang, callous criticism.
Mm-hmm.
At 412-928-9370. But keep it kind. Callous is our guy. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do want to dive back into that Steelers topic, but I'm chasing the shiny object here. I just saw this pop up on my X feed. Fried ranch dressing at the Minnesota State Fair.
What?
Fried ranch dressing.
How does that even make any sense?
You just take the ranch dressing and you fry it. And I got to tell you, man, I think it sounds pretty good.
How do you even eat it, though? What is it like?
You bite into it, and then it's probably hot ranch just bursts in your mouth and burns every single taste bud you've got. But when you think about it, that's pretty much what we're doing with fried stuff anyhow. It's mostly about the breading, and then we're going to slather it in ranch anyhow. They just took out the middleman. I like a good jalapeno popper. I like a good fried mozzarella, but You just go right to the bad stuff. I would try it.
I don't know. This looks just a bunch of ranch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ranch.
Yeah.
I don't want to have ranch bites.
Isn't that what you're going to do anyway, though? Just plug it right in the ranch?
Yeah, with like something of substance, like whatever.
Do you like a jalapeno popper?
Yes.
I love them. There's a place by my house back in the day in Mount Lebanon on Beverly Road called Little Nippers. And I used to get there. Jalapeno poppers, and I was 17 years old and 112 pounds, and I would get 5 orders, and I would eat 20 jalapeno poppers. Probably explains my colon health at this particular moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Real quick, Callis, that's got to be something that's right up your alley, right? The fried ranch dressing?
No. Why do you need to fry it?
It's just something they're doing at the Minnesota State Fair.
How do you think that's up my alley?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Who are the guys that the Steelers can count on this year? Who are their sure things The list doesn't really appear to be long. If Cam Hayward was surely going to be healthy, I think he belongs on the list. But he can't count on that. It's really just T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick. And then to a lesser extent, I think, Najee Harris, because he's been consistent. And then I think Alex Highsmith. Apart from that man, I don't think there's a ton.
Uh-uh.
And just flying by, looking at the depth charts for the division foes, all of them seemingly have more than the Steelers do. So are there any players that we're missing? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Vincent in Columbus, Ohio, one of our favorites. Hi, Vincent. Good morning, pal.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would say Pickens because he's the most sure thing we have at receiver, and he's actually going to get better quarterback play. And I was going to ask, too, just like I've asked this on the other shows, but like, do you guys think the offense would be more sure if they never traded Deontay Johnson? Because like, I honestly would have said him in terms of his consistency to get open and his route running.
We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. You're absolutely right. I think that he would be a sure thing. Honestly, I think he would be a sure thing, and it'd be a whole hell of a lot better if he was still here. And I think they did a disservice to the team by letting him or trading him whenever they did so early and not having a plan B and not letting him figure it out with a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback, and a new receivers coach. I think they really backed themselves in a corner.
I said that you can't win with guys like Deontay Johnson, but now hindsight for me being 30-30, because you were all over this at the time, but hindsight for me being 20-20, it's not 30-30. Hindsight being 20-20 with a Hall of Fame potential quarterback, with a new offensive coordinator, with a new wide receivers coach, all the things you just said, with what should be a better running game, you would think with a more talented offensive line and a guy who knows how to scheme it up in the running game, I think Deontay Johnson probably would have played good soldier.
Yes.
Because the other thing is, this is his lame duck year. You're going to be on your best behavior, right?
Yes.
And they are left with a gaping hole at wide receiver. And the theory you threw out there yesterday, I think, is a really good one. It has Mike Tomlin's fingerprints all over it. Omar Khan and Andy Weidel have seldom missed in their 2 years running the team. I could see that Mike Tomlin said, I don't want Deontay around. And I could see, and you brought this up yesterday too, I think it's a really good point. I can handle Cam Sutton, and I can help him be the man that he's supposed to be, and we think he can be a pretty good football player.
Mm-hmm.
The two kind of strangest moves of the offseason seemingly have Mike Tomlin's fingerprints all over them.
There's no doubt about it. I could just see it right now, and Mike Tomlin maybe having a discussion with Deontay Johnson and not going well. Mike Tomlin already on the edge with Deontay Johnson, and then Mike Tomlin walking down the hall into Omar Khan's office while Omar Khan's meeting with Andy Weidel about putting together this team or doing the draft stuff, and him saying, Deontay, we got to get him out of here. We need a trade partner. And then him walking out of the room, not even just giving an ultimatum. And then Omar and Andy looking at each other like, oh my God, now what do we do? We
yeah.
already were working ahead. Now we have to work backwards to work ahead. And then, you know, you get something in at the cornerback position, but it's not even a count-on guy because you have absolutely no clue what Dante Jackson's going to do. So now you're not only having to fill the receiver spot, you got to still fill the corner spot. So it's like, oh, Cam Sutton's out there. Mike Tomlin walks back into Andy Weidel. And Andy Weidel in Omar Khan's office, they're putting things together. It's like, okay, like we gotta find a corner. Cam Sutton, let's bring him back. He, you know, I've heard that he's gonna be expunged of all of his you know, misdemeanors, whatever it is. Don't know what the NFL is gonna do, but we should bring him in here. I know him very well. He just needs to be somewhere secure. Okay, Mike. All right. And he walks out of the room. Signed, Cam Sutton.
2 weeks later, gone for half the season.
Yes. Now you have gone so much backwards. If you're Andy Weidel and Omar Khan, that time is running out.
Well, Fittipaldo was on yesterday and said he wouldn't close the door on an Ayuk thing. If you had Deontay Johnson, you don't need to press for any Ayuk thing. And guess what? I think you still probably have Dante Jackson. I think that they were going to cut him in a couple of days. You could have Deontay. You could have the guy that you apparently like enough at corner. And you wouldn't have the hole at receiver, and you'd still be in the same exact place that you are at the cornerback position, but you're not trying to figure out two different holes right now. I'm wondering, I would imagine that they'd be interested in Stephon Gilmore.
I honestly, everything that you're saying makes a lot of sense, but I could see Mike Tomlin being so spiteful towards Deontay Johnson that they probably were in the midst of working out a deal, a sign and trade with Jarius Sneed, but Mike Tomlin was like, we are not sending Deontay Johnson to Kansas City. I don't care who it's for.
Yeah, we saw the reports that they were interested in him, and you needed a corner, and he's a really good one, and it's not like they haven't taken swings at good players that they otherwise wouldn't have in years prior to this offseason. They have, cough, cough, Patrick Queen. So, yeah, it was, I don't know if you watch Curb, Spite Stores. That was a spite trade. That's exactly what that was. We're going to get rid of him, and they said, well, we look at it as a player-for-player swap. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you're doing your due diligence. Andy Weidel's got a great scope of the league. They all do. And you know Dante Jackson's not long for Carolina.
Dante Jackson. So we're trying to sit here and believe that Dante Jackson's the same player as Deontay Johnson?
Definitely not.
Right.
That was the bill of goods they were trying to sell us.
And they what, got a sixth-round pick with it, too? Yeah. Okay.
Texter, welcome back, Crowley. You continue to not miss a beat with the awkward comments, quickly followed by the awkward pauses. The show has been all downhill since your return. That was called letting the joke breathe. Callis played his role wonderfully there. Hey, Callis, do you like fried ranch dressing?
Why would you say that?
Well, I'm not going to call him fat. And now I'm explaining the joke. One more text. Into which sauce would you dip fried ranch?
Oh, man.
Cool ranch.
Cool ranch.
Yeah, you would have the hot ranch on the inside mixed with the cool ranch to cool. Oh, that's too much ranch.
Ooh, maybe honey mustard.
I'll tell you, I don't like ranch on salads.
What?
Yeah. Because I feel like when I eat a salad, I'm going for full health. Like, I don't eat fries on it. I'm trying to like...
Ranch is so good on a salad.
I'm not saying I don't like the taste of it.
But your mindset is like, I want to be healthy.
Yes, it all of a sudden invalidates the salad as healthy whenever I've slathered it in ranch dressing. Because there's only one way to go. And that's slathering it all up. I want every piece of lettuce dripping with white. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And the question, will the Pirates ever win three consecutive games again? @_AdamCrowley, @ScorinDoran, @Callis_33 on Twitter. It is a Skeens Day. We'll get to that over the course of the next hour. Plus, something crazy happened in a sporting event last night that I got to run by Doran. Because I wonder if it ever was close to happening for him.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So there's one of these Copa America games last night. We'll get to Paul Skeens in a minute here. Spent a lot of time on Skeens here before the end of the show. He takes the ball against the Brewers today. So Uruguay loses in Copa America, and then a dozen players entered the stands and a fight broke out between fans and players. Did you see that?
Is this soccer?
Yeah, soccer.
No, I didn't.
I mean, they go in there, they start throwing. And then you got, I think, Colombian fans. Just based on the jerseys, can't say I've been following Copa America all that closely since the United States lost and then fired their head coach. But you've got fans of the other country throwing popcorn, throwing drinks, throwing hands. There's some Uruguay fans punching other players. And I just wondered, like, did you ever even come close to wanting to go in the stands?
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. One time in high school, we were playing basketball and we hated Montour. In our like student section, they traveled. Obviously, this is at Montour, and in football, we just would just crush them every year. But they would run their mouths all the time. And they had a player named Josh Byram who was committed to Louisville. He was a long snapper, and he's a big kid, played basketball. And his parents were like chirping. His dad was the coach of the football team. His parents were chirping in the stands. And I'll never forget looking up in the stands in our student section, like fighting his mom.
Oh!
And I think they like tossed his mom down the steps.
Oh!
Yeah, and like everything broke out. I think the cops came. It was wild. But I never thought about like personally going up there. But I've seen fights break out for sure.
Yeah, the Malice at the Palace, which was so long ago now. And man, fans will just say whatever they want.
Yep.
And I feel like it got real bad around COVID time, and it's been at pretty much an all-time low right now, where fans will just say anything. Fantasy plays a role in this, and it's as if you guys aren't human beings. You got to kind of let it slide off your back, but you are human beings. And eventually, I just want to be like, listen, man, not me, like in this body, but like if I were you, I'd be like, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Can I play the other side of that real quick?
Of course.
Some of those reactions take place and we get Oilers girl. So, you know, there's the good with the bad.
I'm not sure the correlation there, but I'm just happy to be thinking about Oilers girl again.
Yeah, wait, what?
Well, fans can say anything they want and do anything they want, and sometimes they do it for bad, but sometimes they do it for good, too.
I will say the For You tab on Twitter has shown me a lot of Copa America fans that don't necessarily love wearing their shirts. I don't know if that has popped up in your feed, Doran.
It has not, but I'm going to check it out.
Must be an algorithm thing. Probably because of Oilers girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing is what it was. Nothing else, just Oilers girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Social media's biggest loser is me today, because I just outed my algorithm live on the air. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I'll never forget, I was in the student section at WVU for the game where one of the assistant coaches for Pitt got hit with a quarter. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah,
in basketball?
Yeah.
Well, that same game, I think it was Gary McGee, hard foul under the basket. And I kid you not, the entire West Virginia student section lurched. We were all going to do something to Gary McGee. Who Gary McGee would have systematically taken everyone, like there's like 10,000 of us, beat all of our asses in succession.
Yep.
But it was such a weird like mob mentality moment. Don't you... Let's go. Let's get him.
Let's get him.
Honestly, man, I really am surprised that stuff like that does not happen more. Honestly. Where players just get fed up and say, all right, F off with you. Because then you get fans throwing stuff. Like, I don't really blame it. Like, you kind of got to hear the story.
No.
But, you know, and everyone would be unique. But certain things be said that you're not going to walk away from.
That's There's a lot of clips out there from this past basketball season, NBA season, of guys like even Russell Westbrook there's a bunch of clips out there with him of people sitting courtside of just saying stuff and him turning around and being like, what would you bleep, bleep, bleep? What'd you say? Mm-hmm. What?
And then they get crapped on by fans.
Right.
So you got to be able to take the criticism. Nah, what that is in particular, that's the stuff that really burns me, is the people who are sitting there, they got money. Yeah. And when you got that kind of money, you don't think anything can, you don't think people are touching you.
Right.
You think you're special. And you are, in a way. But flesh is flesh, man. You got to take a punch to the face like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We all bleed the same blood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can just buy more. 412-928-9370. Callis coming under fire for not telling the people who today's starting pitchers are as the Brewers and Bucks do battle at 210 at the ballpark formerly known as Miller Park.
Can I tell you now?
Yeah.
It's Paul Skenes and Aaron Civale. And if you remember Civale, he was playing for the Rays the last time the Pirates faced him. And now he's since been traded to the Brewers.
Yeah, and Civale had an ERA hovering around 6, and the Pirates got one measly run against him in 5 innings.
Not inspiring.
So we'll see if they can do better against that guy today. But I think this is a huge game. You got 5 left. You got 3 against the White Sox. So you got 4 left. Math. So you got 3 left against the White Sox, and they're horrific. And you've got this one against the Brewers. And you got Paul Skenes on the mound. If Paul Skenes wins, you win 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee. As frustrating as last night was coming off that 12-run outburst, you've got it set up for you right here. You're a favorite in the game. You're into the betting thing. Go out there and get it done. And I feel like you know what Paul Skenes is going to do. You said it earlier. You're going to go 7. You're going to strike out a bunch of dudes. You're going to give up 1 run or fewer. Do they win the game, though? Because I think it's a big, big game.
I just have a bad feeling. And I just feel like even like whenever the lineups come out, like we're going to be underwhelmed again. Like something like that is going to be taken in effect coming in the next, 4 or 5 hours. So I really think it goes down to the wire and they end up losing because somebody, like I don't even know who's starting a catcher, Joey Bart, you know, drops the ball or something and they lose the game.
Something stupid.
Yep.
I want to see Skenes go out there and dominate because I think if he does, you can't ignore him as being the starter for the All-Star game. And what a story it would be if a year after he's drafted, he is the All-Star game starter. Like, if he goes out there and throws zeros today, and he's got an ERA under 2, I don't want to hear it from any of the crotchety old guard. He hasn't done enough. Like, give me a break. He can only pitch as much as they're going to allow him to pitch. Oh, it's 11 starts. He doesn't have the body of work. Bleep off.
Mm-hmm.
He can only pitch in the 11 games he's going to pitch. Like, he is as good as it gets in Major League Baseball. And I'm kind of torn on this. I wanted to save this maybe for tomorrow, but I'll ask you guys this. Paul, if you're listening out there, Mr. Skenes, I hope you don't take offense to this. In a way, I would almost be mad if he wins the Cy Young and they don't. If they finish with a losing record or just miss out on the playoffs, it'll almost crystallize just so profoundly the screw-up job that they all put together to have the best pitcher in the sport and not be able to build enough, put enough around him to make the playoffs. Like, obviously, I would like, it'd be nice. Hey, our guy's that guy. Oh, he seems like a great dude, easy to root for. Personally, yeah, you'd like to see him win it. But it would almost underscore all of their innate pirateness if he were to win it and they'd have a losing record.
Or would that entice them more to get quality players in the offseason?
Because of all the noise they'd hear. You guys have the Cy Young winner and you didn't do jack.
Yep.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know that you need it necessarily to say we should build around that guy, but it would really, to use the word again, underscore it.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a big time scout here on the text line, and we love all our texters at 412-928-9370. Brewers crushed the fastball, so this could be the game that humbles Skenes slightly. All right. I mean,
you don't think Paul Skenes knows that? I mean, he'll mix it in.
Here's the thing about all that. Like, it's the major leagues. Yeah. Dudes, if they guess fastball, they can hit it a long way. We've seen the first two hitters, not last game, but the two before that. Leadoff home runs, fastball. One off the foul pole. You can gear up for it, sure. But there's also going to be times that you know it's coming and you can't hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they really hit fastballs well. Okay. How about 101 at the knees on the black? Like, it's the difference between him and Jared Jones, now that we've had a significant body of work of both, is, you know, Jones' fastball moves more. It's got the better shape. That thing is middle of the plate a lot. And so when he's been hit hard and he's given up home runs this year, it's been sit fastball, no fastballs coming. He's putting it hard to the plate. Skeens picks corners at 101, 102 with movement. And then if you're sitting fastball and the splinker comes in at 95, you still got to gear up to be ahead of that thing, because 95 is 95, and then it drops a foot and a half. So, okay, one of these days he is going to have a bad game. I ain't ever going to predict it. At some point, yeah, it's going to happen. But watch out for these Brewers. Watch out for Paul Skeens. Watch out.
I'm anxious.
How do you think he would do in the All-Star game, by the way? If he has, you get the ball first inning, you're our guy.
He's going to do exactly what he's been doing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Maybe even better.
Is this... I got a Paul Skeens question for when we come back. It's a Skeens day. You didn't know that from the headline. Callis hasn't included, but I have a Paul Skeens question for when we come back. All right, a quick take on Skeens and a question. I don't want to get out ahead of my skis here. I don't want to go full hyperbole, but it's hard when a guy has made 10 starts and you can reasonably discuss whether or not he's the best in the sport at his position. My take is this. I think he is my favorite Pittsburgh sports athlete to watch ever.
What?
Ever. And I'll explain why. You know, Crosby, he came in and the anticipation was unreal. And he's won 3 championships. He's made good on everything. And you're going to get to watch him 82 games a year. And then more in the heyday when they were winning a bunch of playoff series. You know, Ben came here, and it's football. Like, when he was good, you knew he'd be here forever. Skeens, like, I really want to soak it all in. Because just understanding the economics of ball, like, I hate to be Debbie Downer guy, but you got to live in the moment. Maybe they'll shell out and pay him $500 million. I don't know that I'd bet on that. So you got every sixth day, every fifth day for 6 years. And I don't want to miss a single one. And he's that dominant. He's that special. So maybe like my favorite athlete to watch, maybe that's not the right way to frame it. But the guy who's the most can't miss for me, because you just don't know when it's going to end. And like, I know I kill people when they're like, oh, he's going to be a Yankee. Da, 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 da. I just want to make sure that I take it all in, because to me, he's different than Cole. He's different than Glasnow. He's different than Jameson Taillon in that he's better. But also, like, I think his best years are going to be here. Like, if you might win the Cy Young, and you're certainly going to win the NL Rookie of the Year, when you're going to do that in your first season, like, you're probably going to have the best of this guy here, and he's going to be great for a long time. I just want to make sure I don't miss a thing, if that makes sense.
Well, the thing about the athletes, at least in our time in Pittsburgh, that would be our favorites to watch, and you're saying Paul Skeens is probably your favorite to watch, with Mario Lemieux, with Sidney Crosby, with Ben Roethlisberger, Troy Polamalu, those players that were in our lifetime, they brought us championships.
Yes.
And Paul Skeens is probably not going to bring a championship here to Pittsburgh. So
we're really Debbie Downing it now.
I'm just being honest. Like, we, like, Sidney Crosby willed his teams. Mario Lemieux willed the Penguins. Ben Roethlisberger willed, at times, the Steelers to win championships. I don't think that Paul Skeens is going to be, individually, yes, he's going to have all this success, but whenever it comes down to it, it's the players for me that have willed and have won championships here. That's why that, like, I would pick Sidney Crosby's my favorite to watch, because he did it with different regimes. He did it with different styles in different decades.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I don't, and Paul Skeens, whether it's a small window or not, I don't think that he is ever, they'll get maybe close. But can you see them ever winning a World Series underneath with Paul Skeens?
I think if they're going to win a World Series in my lifetime, that it would happen now. that it would happen with Skeens. Like, he gives them their best chance because you finally got the guy, and it's so hard to get the guy.
He gives them the best chance, I agree, but are they going to give him the best chance? And that's also folded into his playing ability.
Yeah, I understand what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm trying to persuade you.
Like, no, from a from an individual standpoint, like, it wasn't until a few years ago that I really said to myself, oh, geez, geez Louise here, boys, doing my best Tyler Kennedy. Like, I better soak up the Crosby because we're getting to the back nine. Well, like, you're on the front nine and the back nine of Skeens because he's probably going to be a six-year dude, you know? So just individually, he's probably not going to be as decorated on a championship level. Like, I mean, he ain't going to win. He ain't going to win three championships like Crosby. He's not going to win two like Ben.
Right.
He might not ever win one, to your point. However, I just think he's the one. Like, I could miss a Crosby game. He'll play in 2 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I could miss a Ben. Well, you're not going to miss football games, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be here for 5 years. He's a franchise quarterback. With Skeens, I make sure that, like, today I got T-ball with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll be racing home. It's at 1 o'clock. We'll be racing home. I don't want to miss a pitch of this guy. And I can't think of when I was so invested in one player the way that I am in Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys you mentioned, hey, yeah, like, you don't want to miss a play that any play, Troy, anytime Troy's out there, you don't want to miss. I get it. But this Skeens thing, it's so, he just burst on so fast and it's so fleeting that I feel like I'm hanging on every single pitch and I get nervous. Do you not get nervous? Like, I want to see spectacular every time. And then the other thing about Skeens that's so cool is I feel like after each of the last few starts, it's been, I don't know that he had his best stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's still pretty.
And it's still seven pretty innings. Good. And he strikes out eight and gives up a run, right? Like, when he needs the double play, he gets the double play. When he needs a strikeout, he gets the strikeout. Well, like, he's a wizard, Harry. And it's so amazing that I get nervous when there's two strikes, because I don't want to pop up. I want to see him strike the guy up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't think, like, oh, Ben, don't let us down. Nah, Ben got 15 more plays, and he's got 15 years with Skeens. Like, I just want him to be so badly the best. And he's making good on that, and I want to make sure that I take it all in. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but I hope I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do with him having the ball. You know, he has control.
Yes.
Like, and it's in the realm of quarterback with Ben, but it's more of, like, all eyes.
Yes.
Like, with Ben, you know, the quarterback has the ball, but you're watching the offense go against the defense. With Skeens, you're obviously watching him pitch against batters, but he has the ball. Everything's focused on him. He puts the ball up to his face. He blinks a couple times. He looks down. He shakes his head, not too hard, but he just kind of just goes like this. And then he just throws gas. Like, I think that has a very enamoring whenever you do watch
watching
that.
The warm-ups.
Yes.
You know? And I don't know that I ever went, like, honestly, to a Steeler game and said, I'm going to watch Ben. Like, he's the main reason why the team was winning. But I didn't say, I got to get a ticket to this game because I need to see Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Penguins just for Sid. No, they were really good. They were probably going to win, and you're going to have a good time, and Sid was going to do awesome stuff, but I didn't buy a ticket. I need to see just him.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I would buy, like, if I'm going to a Bucco game this year, and I got however much money to spend, and I can go to one, like, yeah. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care if it's 12:35 and it's 97 degrees, and I hate the heat. I melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. I would pay to see this guy just for him, knowing that they could wind up losing 2-1 because a reliever gives something up or someone boots a ball, but were his seven innings great?
Right.
Probably. So I can't think of a player that I would have, like, to change it even a little bit here, that I would be more willing to spend money just to go see that particular guy. It's quite the phenomenon.
I bet you a lot of people, and it's not Pittsburgh, but it does have something to do with Pittsburgh real quick. I bet you a lot of people are going to go to that Christmas Day game to see Mahomes.
See, it's funny you bring that up because as it was coming out of my mouth, I bought a ticket to a Steelers-Colts game in 08.
To see Manning?
To see Peyton Manning.
Right.
Yeah. And Patrick
Shohei did that last month.
Yeah. There are great players.
He's in that category, though.
He is, yeah. And that's why they'd be so stupid not to start him in the All-Star game.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
You made a great point the other day. Like, Cardinals fans gave him a standing O. Hey, I think people around baseball are enamored by the unicorn factor.
Yeah.
The hardest throwing starting pitcher potentially of all time. Like, I would guarantee you, whatever the rating was for last year's All-Star game, if Skeens is the starter, he's going to absolutely blow it out of the water.
Yes.
And they'll blow it out of the water. Donnie Football hosting from 10 till 2. Well, a little crossover with Donnie coming up next. We already did social media's biggest loser. Donnie, well, he's a big loser. He's going to join us when we come back. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Joe Starkey off this week. Paul Zeiss off today. In for the guys, Donald J. Football. Donald, we were just talking about Passion of the Christ 2 and the new NCAA football game that comes out on the 19th. What are you talking about today?
Not either of those. Maybe a little bit of the college football game. I don't think Passion of the Christ is going to make the rundown.
They're really coming out with a second one. That can't be
true.
Where can
it go?
I'm pretty sure they came out last year and they said they would have a second one.
Mel Gibson?
I never saw the first one.
Didn't Mel Gibson direct that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he sure did. It's coming out in 2025. Is it just a different take on the original? I don't know much where it goes from there. Unless we're opening the gates of heaven, I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here. I don't really know where it goes.
I don't either.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of buckos today. It's a Skeens day.
You ground your beard. Your beard's long.
Yeah, I'm keeping it going a little bit. I think.
Is that a Sarah call? Is that a Pooh Bear call? What do you call her? Boo?
Pooh Bear.
Bub. That's right.
Yeah.
Which my wife pointed out.
Pitt is famous with bubs. They had Carrington. They had Means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got a lot of bubs around here.
Well, I call my daughter Bubs from time to time. Hey, Bubs. My wife pointed that out to me after I made fun of you. So, my bad. So, she likes the beard.
Yeah. Like, if I'm ever clean shaven, I'm probably going to be single.
I don't remember a clean shaven Donnie.
Me neither. Just from his pictures.
Last time was like 2016, like middle of college.
Pre-awakened.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, Callis, this circles all the way back to this, how we started the show. Callis right now has an impeccable beard length going. I have never seen him look better. The length is good. It meets the hairline. It's spectacular stuff for Harry.
That is a good length to have it. I mean, yours is a pretty good spot, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all you guys are.
My face is getting fatter under the beard, so we got to get that beard.
It is looking a little round right now.
Yeah.
Every time you come back from a hiatus, you come back a little plump.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, like a plump tomato.
Mm-hmm. Because I wake up and eat breakfast, and then I drink 100 beers.
Yeah.
But during the week now, I don't eat breakfast. So you got any guests on today's show?
John Parrotto at noon, Hathorne at 1. I know you guys had him earlier.
Did Parrotto?
I guess he's playing a doubleheader today.
Parrotto write anything recently?
Yes, he did.
That you might be discussing?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, very good. Should the Pirates trade Key Brian Hayes?
I'm not against that at all. I mean, I'm going to talk about him shortly. He's one of the most frustrating players in the entire organization.
He really got under Doran's skin.
Yeah.
I thought we had wrapped the conversation up a couple times. Like, one more thing on this. Keep Ryan Hayes here making $70 million.
If he was playing to his contract, to his worth, and the money they invested in him, they would probably be a couple games over .500.
Mm-hmm.
Just him alone.
He's
the missing piece.
Like, he's, we already know what he is defensively, like how elite he is as a third baseman, to where, honestly, if he even was a moderate offensive player, he'd be playing through his contract. Like, he doesn't have to be that much better offensively than what he is right now, but he's not good. It's quite bad.
Callis just said in my ear, we have to wrap this up. I don't know. Are we going to screw the next host?
Right.
What do you think?
Austin usually gets mad at me when we go over.
I take it you guys don't do this crossover too often with Joe and Paul.
If we were going to do the crossover with Paul, we'd have to stay on until 10:06.
Right.
Love you, Paul.
That's what I was waiting for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good luck today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a good show. You in City Limits?
Yes.
Very good.
In IT.
Doran, this was wonderful.
See you tomorrow.
It's going to be weird tomorrow, I feel like.
Of course.
The Skeens reaction, and then God only knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tony be silly.
Yes.
From the Wild Things. Talk about the softball game.
Yes.
Upcoming.
Yes.
Very good. Good show. Callis, decent job by you today. We'll hand it over to Donnie Football and City Limits coming up next. Fan weather first, though. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 83.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card, or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.